Ali Muhammad was guarding the edge of an annual religious celebration as Shiites waved green and black banners and beat drums to commemorate the killing of one of their sect's foundational members in 680 AD. The ceremonies have been ripe targets for Sunni insurgents, and Iraq's leaders deployed swarms of security forces to guard against attacks. At 2:30 p.m., Mr. Muhammad spotted a suspicious man approaching the crowd, his hand wedged into his pocket. Mr. Muhammad, a Sunni Muslim of 31 and a police officer for 5 years, stopped the man and asked him, "What do you have in your pocket?" The man replied, "It's none of your business." Pulling open the man's jacket, Mr. Muhammad found an explosive belt strapped to his chest. If he ran and took cover, Mr. Muhammad had a chance to save himself, to continue supporting his widowed mother, to help put his young brother through college, and to watch his three young daughters grow up. Instead, shouting warnings to the crowd, he wrapped his arms around the bomber. As both men tumbled to the dirt, the explosion ripped through their bodies and raked the street, scarring the white walls of the schoolyard. A woman and her grandmother sitting nearby were killed, and a dozen others were wounded. But the police said the death toll would have been drastically higher had Mr. Muhammad not thrown himself onto the bomber. Many Iraqis see the police and the army as corrupt, incompetent, and brutal, still unprepared to secure the country as the Americans withdraw over the next year. But Mr. Muhammad's death, one of thousands among Iraqi security forces, offers a counterpoint to that view. His family recalls that Mr. Muhammad loved taking his daughters for picnics or on bicycle rides through the rutted streets.